Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
Come inside, my friends. This is the Freedom Outlaw, and I welcome you to Freedom Outlaw Radio, where we will share with you the secrets to becoming more free in an ever-increasing society that is bent on destroying our freedoms. I know many of us have rejoiced at the election of President-elect Donald Trump. And while that is a feel-good moment for us, and it is certainly better than B. Hussein Obama and what tyranny he has wrought for the last 8 years, we must remember that the same tools and meat puppets that are in Congress now have been there, and the same GOP meat puppets that were there for the last 2 years that could have defunded Obamacare, could have defunded Planned Parenthood, could have done the things that we wanted to get done, are still there. The ones that didn't stand up to Obama when he was passing NDAA, the ones that didn't fight him while he had no budget and was cutting checks and sending money illegally to Iran and other Muslim countries while tyrannically meeting with Black Lives Matter people and encouraging violence upon police officers in this nation and pulling Bureau of Land Management land grabs and increasingly stealing our rights. Congress stood by and did nothing. So if we're counting on them to do something, just because a figurehead in the White House has changed, we have to remember Paul Ryan lacks a spine and testicular fortitude. And Mitch McConnell, the chinless, drooling mongrel that he is, has not ever stood for anything except a bribe and to wipe the spittle from his chin. These people do not have our best interests at heart. Otherwise, they'd have stood up to Barack Hussein Obama, because they have controlled the House and Senate. They could have stopped him. They could have forced him to pass a budget instead of willy-nilly letting him just give money away. But we didn't have a budget, so he was able to do what he wanted. And who controlled the budget committee? Oh, that's right, that was Paul Ryan. Well, we're here to do it, Freedom Outlaw Radio, is to provide you with a forum, a place where you can learn to be free in an ever-increasing world of tyranny. Because let's face it, as you look around, the world is getting more and more unfree. process, because we changed the figurehead at the top, doesn't mean that we've created a society of change. As Albert Camus once said, the only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. And I try and live my life in such a manner that those words ring true on a daily basis. And I'm here to help you do the same thing. As former leftist Abby Hoffman said, random political acts produce random political results. Why waste even a rock? And he was correct. When you're serious enough about your freedom to become a freedom outlaw and join the Grand Outlaw Cabal, there's a lot you need to do, a lot you need to risk, and there's a lot of useless, mind-wrecking, time-sucking stuff you can quit doing. You can give up on political tactics that don't yield useful results. You can free your mind from passive, good citizen habits. You can quit obeying every little rule that encroaches upon your liberties. You can quit respecting those who haven't earned your respect. You can quit complying, cooperating, and collaborating with pushy, freedom-grabbing authorities. That, in and of itself, should be a huge sigh of relief. There's just one little catch. Human nature being what it is, kicking stupid, destructing habits is often harder than you think. So people often fight like Tasmanian devils to hang on to their obsessions, addictions, and your cherished illusions of freedom, your misplaced loyalties, and your unworkable non-solutions, like believing that the government is here to help you. You and I have both felt the government behind us, often at tax time. Let's face it, the government collected more taxes in 2016 than they ever have in our lifetimes. Tax revenues were at their all-time highest, and the budget deficit was also at its all-time highest. That should be concerning. They collected more money from taxpayers than they ever have, but they spent more than they ever have, and they went over their allotted spending than they ever have. You remember 8 years ago when the gay Kenyan Muslim was elected to office and he got the $1.1 trillion spending bill that he wanted? Well, that was a line item that stayed in our budget. And it's been there ever since, which is why Obama hasn't passed a budget since he's been in office, just spending bills. Because he didn't want the people to see that that was a line item that's remained in the budget. It's sleight of hand, a little magic, and he sidesteps and dances away. He did not want the American people to see that that $1.1 trillion has become a baseline item in the budget. Where's it going? Who's it going to? I don't know. Do you? Do you feel the government behind you? I certainly do, and I don't like it. So, welcome to the world of freedom outlaws. What does it make to be to be, what does it mean to be a freedom outlaw? Tell you what it means to me. When I come home from a trip and there's a line of cars waiting to turn left and it's backed up and I know it's going to mean 10 minutes of me sitting in line to turn left because of the traffic volume, I drive right by those people who are sheep sitting there. And when I drive by them, I get past them, and when there's a break in traffic, I make a U-turn. And I come back, and I take my free right, and I turn in front of the sheep that are still sitting there waiting for their opportunity to make their left-hand turn. And they honk and give me a one-finger salute, noting their approval of what I just accomplished. You know what? It gives me a warm, fuzzy feeling in my heart because what I just did was not illegal, just surprising to the sheep who are sitting in the formed traffic patterns that chain them down because in their minds they are trained by the government to do what they're told. But being a freedom outlaw, I think differently, and I act differently, and I do what the hell I want, because I am not a sheep, and I don't follow the patterns laid out before me by the government. You might be sitting here thinking to yourself, that obnoxious bastard. Well, you go ahead and be a sheep and stand in the lines that are laid out before you by the government. I, on the other hand, will live free because, frankly, I will not give of myself and my time to stand in line just because somebody painted one on the road when I can circumvent those lines because they mean nothing and it hurts no one for me to drive past that line and laugh my ass off at the sheep that are sitting there. The same sheep that put the vote for Bernie signs in their yard, the vote for Hillary signs in their yard, or the vote for Huckabee signs in their yard. May piss be upon them. I could care less. I'm a freedom outlaw. I'm an agitator when I need to be, a ghost when I need to be, and a mole when I need to be. And I do the things that I need to do because they need to be done. And that is the way life is. In order to become the masters, the politician passes as our servant, said Charles de Gaulle. And he should have known because he did the same thing. The great Charles Bukowski stated that the difference between a democracy and a dictatorship is that in a democracy, you vote first and take orders later. In a dictatorship, you don't have to waste your time voting. Let's face it, we are allowed the illusion of freedom through elections. But when was the last time you really felt free? When was the last time someone said, go ahead, do what you want to do, it's a free country? I haven't heard that in a long time. And it's sad. Very sad. We are no longer a free people. We vote. But what we're voting for is the flip side of the same coin. The Democrat Party, they're the big government party that wants big government because they want to control your lives and take all your money. The Republican Party, they're the big government party because they want business to control your lives and take all your money. They're both statist regimes. One wants to be profitable in business. The other one wants government to take all your money. and government can't make a profit. Hell, when they confiscated a brothel, they couldn't make money. If you can't make money selling flesh, what the hell is wrong with you? That's the oldest profession, and you can't make money doing that? Come on, man. Now, take a deep breath and do not give in to fear. Fear is the most powerful weapon of the power mongers in charge. They spook us with threats. They use things like NDAA to keep us living in fear. Screw them. Do not give in to those threats. Just because John McCain had a whistleblower locked up for 3 years, no habeas corpus, no courts, no speaking to an attorney, confined to a secret CIA prison down in Texas on a military base outside San Antonio because she was a CIA asset and wanted to report on the WMDs in Libya. And when he found out about it, he had her gaffed up by the NSA and the FBI and locked up under the auspices of the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, that thing that Obama said would never be used to confine Americans, the thing that Senator McCain's on record saying would never be used to confine Americans, was used to confine an American CIA operative taken from her home in Washington, D.C. Don't be fooled by people in power, people who have authority, people who claim to be experts. They're liars. Believe none of what you see, or none of what you hear, rather, and half of what you see. Read for yourself and become an outlaw. Live the outlaw lifestyle. Ignore the laws that bind you. Ignore the laws that tie you down. Don't assume anyone is right or has more rights than you. Just because he or she is standing in front of a classroom, wears a uniform, is speaking legalese, or shouting from a pulpit, appearing in the media, or carrying some sort of government badge, doesn't mean that they are right. Most of us have been conditioned to some degree to respect this type of behavior. Truth is, no one's better or more right than any other person, merely based on the fact that they hold some position. Once you stop fearing the government will fear you, said Robert D. Graham, a notorious tax rebel. Surrender the idea of your own incompetence. One of the saddest lessons we often learn in government school is that we're incompetent. While homeschooled, unschooled, or private schooled, we learn to build up our self-esteem, become well-encouraged, and learn to do things on our own. But in government schools, we're learned to rely upon the government for everything, and that we're not capable of accomplishing anything without gifts from the government. Remember the "you didn't build that"? That's the government concept of how this world works. The government did it all for you. Now, the other thing is, don't use your Social Security number. That is your national brand. And let me remind you, especially if you're old like I am and have gray hair, look at your Social Security card. It says right on it, this is not to be used as ID. Now, you younger folks, you millennials, your cards won't say that. But if you ask your parents to look at their cards, it'll say right on it, not to be used as ID. You know why? It was never intended to be used as identification. And it's in bold letters on the older Social Security cards, all capitals. The government agencies that ask for your Social Security numbers theoretically request that to comply with the 1974 Privacy Act, and they want your obedience. But the Privacy Act says it's unlawful to deny any individual any right, benefit, or privilege provided by law because of that individual's refusal to disclose his Social Security number. And following the passage of the Privacy Act, there are only four uses of the Social Security number that are mandatory. And that says a tax ID number to receive welfare and public assistance, to obtain a driver's license, or to register a motor vehicle. Otherwise, anybody who wants your Social Security number, you can tell them to piss off. And they are not allowed to have it. The 1974 Privacy Act has never been repealed. So when people say, I need your Social Security number, you can tell them no. And they can actually be fined up to $1,000 for demanding it. Stand your ground. Most people don't know about this law. Educate yourself. Google it. Bing it. Use whatever search engine you want. Don't take my word for it. If you did, you'd just become another sheep. Look it up for yourself. I'm not asking you to follow me blindly. I'm asking you to not be a sheep. I'm asking you to become a freedom outlaw. Because living life free is what this is all about. Now, today was the beginning of a new era, a little taste of being a freedom outlaw. I'm asking you to follow me for further adventures down this road, because today we just wet our beak, just a little appetite for what being a freedom outlaw is all about. I'm asking you to come back for further episodes, because we are going to get very specific and drill down deep into what being a freedom outlaw is, with episodes on how to not talk to government agents, episodes on how to live more free in specific manners, and they're going to be half hours devoted specifically to certain things. This was just a little globalized idea because it was our first episode. But we are going to break our rusty cages and become freedom outlaws together. And with that, let's remember a little bit of our past. Because if people are not allowed to be free, this is what happens when they feel the pressure of tyranny.
Yeah. I don't know if you can, but can you get an owner for ONS? That's ONS Junior Market. The address is 1934 East Anaheim. All the windows are busted out, and it's like a referral here, and the owner should be to come down here and see if he can secure his business if he wants to.
I finally got all that alcohol I can't afford. With red lights flashing, time to retire. And then we turned that liquor store into a structure fire. Next stop we hit it was the music shop. It only took one week to make that window drop. Finally we got our own PA. Where do you think I got this guitar that you're hearing today? Hey!
Trying to kill them.
This is on my job, on my